Okay, we're going to start now, Yetzer Hashem, Perk Chamishi. We had a natural progression, the first two prokim that went through all the dinim of Shechita, the Psulei Shechita. The third perk dealt with Psulei Shechita and the details of what you need in order that an animal should be fully Shechita in terms of Hilchos Treifos. The fourth perk was a new inyan of Vlodois of Behemen, all the dinim of Ben Pakua. There's also a certain amount of overlap from there with Eivim and Achai, and also with Hilchos Treifos. The fifth perek, Oisev Es Benoi, deals with an issa that Taka deals with not a Vlad, or not a Uber, but a Vlad that's already born. And there's an issa as well, even though the mother is a regular Shechita, and the Vlad is a regular Shechita, but not simultaneously. The Torah says, in Parshas Emor, it's actually striking because this is the Parsha right before the Kriya Samayadim and Parshas Emor that we learn in every Yom Tov, when he always start with this mitzvah. Good question, why? The Torah says you can't shech two animals on one day. Which two animals? The Torah says which animals? What type? It's accepted that if the Torah says benoi, you have to define what's a ben of a behemoth. A behemoth never gets an aliyah or writes a get that you have to call him ploini ben. He's not Nisiachis. So the Gemara understands that Ben is a definition of a relationship. Oisev Es Benoi means the one who the young one, the Vlad, is Koruch, is Nisrach Achrov. Generally speaking, a Vlad will be dependent and follow what's called the Lashon Chazal Nisrach after the mother, not after the father. Therefore, what we learn out is that the Lav is not Oisoi ves benoi, despite the wording of the pasuk, but oiso ves beno. Now, beno doesn't have to be beno; it could be beno or bita. That's for sure. The vlad could be male or female, but the adult behema over here in question is the mother. There is a shita the Gemara brings a brisa b'shem Chananya that cholek and holds that the issur is noig both on the father, both on the mother. So, of course, I have the lashon of the pasuk is oisoi ves benoi. So the Mishnah starts, Oisoi ves benoi noig bein baretz bein mechutz laretz. This is not mitzvah satluyis baretz. No reason to limit it to Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei abayis, it's not related to the Seder avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shaloi bifnei abayis, when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, it's negeh bezman hazeh as well. Bechulin ubemukdoshim. It's negeh in behemah of chulin, in ala reshech toisoi ves benoi. And negeh also behemah of kotshim. The Rav just says that the reason why there would be a havamin that this should be told in the Beis HaMikdash is because the posuk in Parshas Emor is included in different dinim that are neger two behemoths that are brought as korbanos. It would be a mokum to learn in the posuk that Oisev Es Benoi is only neger by kochim, kamashmo, and not that way. What are the cases of Oisev Es Benoi? Kate said, Hashechir Oisev Es Benoi chulin bachutz. He shechts two animals, a mother with a child, chulin, regular behemoths. Bachutz, Shneim Ksherim, both of them are kosher. The fact that he was over means that he was over a lot, but does not invalidate the Shechita. So the halacha Shneim Ksherim, both of them could be eaten. L'chatchila even. Vasheni, the second one, Soifik Es Haraboyim. The second of the two will cause the one who Shechted to be chayiv, he was over and alive. Now, it's clear in the wording of the Mishnah, Vasheni doesn't have to be either Oisev Es Benoi. Lo Yisishchet Obiyemechet means whichever one is shechted first, Asur is the other one from being shechted that day. Either the mother if the Vlad was already shechted, or the Vlad if the mother was already shechted. The Mishnah says, Vasheni. It would also be a Mokum Lodun that the name of the Maisa Isser of this Lav, Oisev Es Benoi, is a Shechita of Oisev Es Benoi, one Maisa, and you can only be Chai Malchus if you shecht both. Kamash Mula, no. The Shem HaYisr is on the second one. If the first one was already shechted, it asks the second for being shechted, even by somebody else. Kotchim Bachutz. If both animals, the mother with the child, are kotchim, they were shechted outside. So for starters, Harishon Chayiv Koris. The first one is Chayiv Koris, this is Yisr of Shchutei Chutz. We learned the Masechet Zvachim. Ushnehem Psulim. Shchutei Chutz is an Avera, that's Mechayiv Koris. It also, because it's Psulei HaMikdashim, it's a behemoth of Kotchim that was brought by Chutz, has no validity as a carbon, so its Pasul has to be burnt. Not only that, But as soon as the first one is shechted, the second one is rendered psula hamakdashim because it's not roi lakrova. It's not roi lakrova till tomorrow. Theoretically, Rachman son of an averu was done and a mother was brought kachim bachutz, the vlad can be brought inside tomorrow. For today, he's any roi lakachim. The nafkamina of that is that even though the isoisiv es benoi is either one, and that's what the Mishnah says, Ushneim Seifkin Eso Aboyim. Both of them get Malkus. The first one gets Malkus for Shchutei Chutz. The second one gets Malkus for Oisev Es Benoi. However, the second one is not Chayv Karis. Why? Because the Chiv of Shchutei Chutz is only on a behemoth that's Roy Lakrova. This behemoth, like we just said, today is not Roy Lakrova. Third case, Chulin Bifnim, Shneihem Psulim. And both of them are Chulin. So we have an Isser of Chulin Ba'azora. The issue of Chulin Bazar is certainly not as chomer as Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is a lav sheyesh by Karis. Chulin Bazar, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk b'asa basad treifa leisa chelu. We had the pasuk the din of treifas in the third parak. There's another din of a behema shehoitzi yodo beemtza shchita mirechem imo. It's also called that it's basad et yotzim imichitzasa. Over here, the Torah is telling us another din. Chulin shenishchetu bazara is also out of its place. The pasuk says, "Ubasa basad treifa loisechelu lakelav tashlichun oisoi." The regular treifa, specifically, is mutabano. You can throw it to a kelav to eat. There's another type of yotzim imchitzasa which is also bano. This teaches us that there's a type of yotzim imchitzasa. In this case, Chazal understand that that's referring to behemoth that's shechted out of its place, namely chulin bazara, and it's also bano. It's not lakel tashlichin oisoi. So the regular treifa mashlichin oisoi lakel of chulin bazara al tizrek oisoi lakel. Pashtus, this is a din deraisa, like we just said, learned up in the pasuk. There are those that hold that it's a din derabbanan. That's only an asmachta. The isser is definitely the deraisa. There are those that tanya that the isser hano is only midirabbanan. So, when you have the case of chulin bifnim, shneim psulim, because both of them are chulin shenishchetu bazar, they're certainly both also bano, they have to be burnt. However, vasheni seifik es ha'aboyim, because the isser oisiv es benoi is intact, when the first one is shechted, even though the shechita is a shechita that's not matir la'achilo, it does create the din of shechita, the isser of shechita, oisiv es benoi on the second one. Kochim bifnim, fourth case is two behemoths, a mother and the child, that are kochim, and they were in the azara. Harishin kosher, the first one's a carbon. Tavei lav bracha, u potter. Potter over here doesn't mean potter avalos, it means potter umutter. It's a carbon, he was yetz a mitzvah. The asheni, however, the second one, lamaisa, is sefik rabbi, because it's even isra isves benoit. The din, the mitzvah to bring kochim, is not deicha the lava isves benoit. Not only that, it's posel akrova. Mishnah finishes off, u posel. Mishnah Beis is a continuation. Chulin v'kotchim bachutz. Let's say the case is with somebody was magdish one and not magdish the other. So one is chulin, one is kotchim. Harishoin, kosher, upotter. The first one, which is chulin, is kosher, upotter, like we just said. That's fine. I mean, it's not a mitzvah because it's just behemoth shel chulin, but it's behemoth shus. Make yourself a sandwich, and everything is fine. Vasheni, the second one is oisiv es benoi. Vasheni seifik habayim uposel. Kochim v'chulin bachutz. If faker, he shechted the first one outside, and then he shechted the vlad or the mother, which was chulin. Harishon chayiv karas uposel, because shchutei chutz. It's also posel because it's not roi lakrova. Vasheni kosher. The second one is kosher. There's nothing wrong with eating the behema, but lamaisa is a malchus, and the first one gets malchus for shchutei chutz, ushneim sefkin so aboyim. Chulin v'kotchim bifnim, two different types, but both of them are bifnim. Shneim psulin, the chulin is posel bifnim, because it's chulin shenishchetu bazar. The kotchim now is also because it's the second of the duo, so it has the issur v'isbis benoit. It's any roi lakrov, so shneim psulim. Sheni sefkin so aboyim, the first one is chulin shenishchetu bazara, since it's only learned out of a drasha, it does not have malchus. The only one that has malchus is the second one, which is bona fide oisiv es benoi. Kachim v'chulim b'fnim. If the first one that was shechted was kachim, the second one is chulim, they're both in the Azara. Harishin kashu apotu, the first one's a regular carbon. Tavei alav bracha. V'asheni seifig es ha'arboyim u'posel. The second one is Eisiv es b'noi. That's b'fnim. So the Malkus is there for Eisiv es b'noi. The posel is there for the chulim shel shechted b'Azara. Chulim b'chutz u'b'fnim. If both of them are chulim, the first one was bachutz, harishin kosher upata, that's fine. Make a sandwich. Vasheni sevig is abayim, sev kosoiv. It's chulim shenishkudu bazara, uposel. It's posel, it's chulim shenishkudu bazara, sevig is abayim, azar siv es benoi. Kochim bachutz ubifnim, two kochim. The first one was bachutz, harishin chayiv koris, it's also posel. The second one is oisiv es benoi. It's bifnim, that's why it's mechusur zman. So shneim psulim, shneim sevkin, so abayim. One for oisiv es benoi, one for shkutei chutz. Chulin bifnim u'bachutz. The first one was bifnim. It's chulin harishin posel u'potter. It's not lamalkis. V'asheni, which is oisiv es benoi, sevkin, so abayim v'kosher. Kochim bifnim u'bachutz. If kochim, the first one was bifnim, so then harishin kosher u'potter, because it's a carbon. Hasheni, which is Eisiv es b'noi, it's because it's man, Zevir es ha'aboyim, u'posel.